Talking today with Mike Schulte of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Mike, the Oklahoma Wheat Variety Trial Report is out from the National Ag Statistics Service, USDA. I know that you're pleased to see several of the OSU bred varieties right at the top once again. What sticks out in your mind as you take a look at the report here for the 2021 season?
We always like to see the OSU varieties at the top with the work that we support of the public research program, or the public wheat research program at Oklahoma State University through the Oklahoma Wheat Research Foundation. And so far this year, we still are holding our own. We saw some declines with some of the other newer varieties that are out there in other places. But if you look at the report overall and factor in also in the survey, the other hard winter wheats or the unknown hard wheats that are out there that didn't have names that were submitted in the survey, it would probably be safe to say still that over 50% of the wheat varieties in the state that are planted are coming from Oklahoma State University. And so we're very excited about that.
I know there's a lot of varieties that you farmers can obviously choose from. It looks to me like what there's three varieties that are taking a substantial quantity of the acres. They've got what at least 8% or more of the acres that have been planted, and they are, as you mentioned, they are all OSU released varieties.
So absolutely, when you look, no doubt Gallagher, the mainstay variety, which was really a hallmark variety in the OSU Public Research Program, still at the top. Right under that, Smith Gold, which was derived from a parent of Gallagher, has some better characteristics based on where it has moved in the line this past year. I suspect we may see it in the lead next year, which would certainly be a great thing. And then the Double Stop CL Plus, which offers the two-gene clearfield technology. We do see a lot of producers utilizing that in order to get rid of the feral rye issues that they may have, as well as jointed goat grass. But also producers really planting that just because of the extremely high test weights that it has. And it also is a little bit later maturing. So producers sometimes use that to factor into their rotation and mix as well. And then, of course, as you go down the variety, the Green Hammer variety, it was just released 2 years ago. So it was really exciting to see that now in the sixth place spot of the variety trial list. I suspect we'll see it move up in the future, too. We have a lot of producers utilizing that because of the grazing grain characteristics it has, as well as the characteristics that Miller and Bakers are wanting. But really, it offers a great level of dual resistance on leaf rust and stripe rust. We've heard producers mention that to us the last couple of years that they have planted it. Certainly, those stripe rust and leaf rust characteristics can change from time to time, but really we've seen producers really benefit from that, and so because of having that resistance, and they really like it because it does have the great grazing characteristics as well, which is suited for us here in Oklahoma.
Seems that as we look at these varieties, as you mentioned, you've got a large number of varieties from several different breeding programs. OSU is very much a prominent part of that list. This is something that, as far as this research and resurvey that's done by the National Ag Statistics Service, Oklahoma Wheat Commission does invest into this, right?
Yes, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission does invest into the variety report for our region. Other states do have the same partnerships for their regions with their state USDA offices. And then sometimes also other state commissions will conduct the surveys themselves. We've just been very fortunate to have a really great USDA office here in Oklahoma that has always done a great job with the report. And we feel, based on what we hear at wheat variety trial dates and when we talk with producers in the state, really the data does not lie based on the way that the producers are surveyed. And so we're very confident that these numbers really are accurate as to what the plantings are utilized. And, you know, it is exciting to see because we have several other varieties listed throughout that have been released over the past 20 years through the OSU Public Research Program that still are also being utilized. And I'm looking forward into the future, no doubt, We've made great strides on releases over the past 2 years, and so I think it's going to be interesting just to see how those dynamics change with the newer releases that are coming up too that producers will have available.
Thanks, Mike. Mike Schulte with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission talking about the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Oklahoma Wheat Variety Report. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.